Hey everyone, this is part two of our episode about dreams and dream interpretations. In the last episode, we did a live dream interpretation. We had our guest Kelsey on. If you haven't listened to that or watched it, go back and watch that. It's really fun to just see how dream interpretation works in your real life and what that looks like as a practical application. In this part, you are going to learn about the different kinds of information that you can expect to receive from your dreams. So please enjoy the show. Okay, so why do we dream? So the first one, I don't know, do we just want to do the laundry list? Okay, guys.
Yeah, do the laundry list. I'm writing something down.
You work through, in your dreams, one reason why we dream is to work through your life challenges or trauma that you've experienced. You know, this is... that can come in the form of nightmares and night terrors and different things where you're trying to accept and understand what has happened, and being able to work through that emotionally and mentally. Another thing that dreaming, like why we dream, is to explore what's going on in our inner self, in our subconscious as well as our conscious. And another one, number three, learning about the past, present, and near future. And we are going to talk about that one quite a bit. Both my mother and I have had a lot of experiences with dreams helping us to be prepared for things that are coming in our lives. And dreaming has, for me, always been such a wonderful, I don't know, buffer or cushion as to being aware of things that, like big changes that are going to come. It just kind of keeps you in the loop on what's going to happen in life.
Yeah.
And that leads into the fourth one, which is receiving information. And I don't think by any means that these four are like everything about dreaming, but these are four that I feel like kind of cover all the things. And receiving information, this is receiving information from your higher power. This is receiving information from different parts of yourself. It's, you know, it's kind of covering a lot of things. So I feel like, you know, what do we want to start with for why we start dream?
Start with the first one. I thought that was good.
Okay, so number one, working through life challenges and traumas. So, you know, different people have traumatic events, whether, you know, you working through them in dreams comes in the form of nightmares or whatever things, you know. Sometimes the scary dreams are the most moving for us. They help us to move through things very quickly.
Well, they're motivational.
I'm trying to think.
They're motivational.
And they get your attention, right? I mean, that's the point. That's the point of them, right? Yeah. It's shocking and it pulls you in and it's scary and it gets you involved because your spirit and your mind are begging you to look at these issues. So sometimes people repress the traumas that they've experienced or they don't want to look at the information that is there. Our bodies, our mind, and our spirit do not like to bury things or hide things, right? And we are meant to continually be working through things and addressing them and doing it in our own time. And everybody, you know, has a different time when your mind is ready to start doing things. And when you start dreaming about traumatic events or other things, it can also be an indicator to you that it's time to start healing it's kind of like that wound is starting to gush and it's, you know, you're ready to get all the pus out. It's ready. Have you had any specific stories or experiences with the traumatic dreams?
Of course I have.
Of course. Do share. I mean, this is something like we haven't really talked about this yet. So I'm excited to hear what story you
have. Okay, so the trauma one was when I got married, actually. So when I got married, I now have a very strong sexual relationship with my husband and commitment, right? And so then I start dreaming about my dad. And I'm dreaming of him in the closet. I'm dreaming of him and it's sexual. And I'm freaking out waking up with these because they're really gross, right?
Right.
And no one wants to visualize those concepts anyway.
No.
And but because they came up, I knew I was ready to look at what had happened in my life with my dad. I knew I was ready to not just, because up until that point, it was push it aside, hide it, ignore it. Mm-hmm. There's nothing I can do about it except for protect myself. But now I knew I was ready to start truly healing those concepts about my father. And so that's where I went because of those. So that was the trauma one.
Yeah. And hopefully. I, you know, there, thumbs up, yay, trauma, right? And yay, dreams that are horrible, but that give us wonderful information.
Yeah.
And there are some, you know, one thing I wanted to just quickly talk about while you were talking about things actually made me remember my youngest brother, or not, he's not my youngest brother anymore. I have a younger brother who did not have night terrors.
Yeah. But actually, he did. Aaron did too.
Oh, he did too. There you go.
Yeah.
That's right. I remember he did. And
just not as long.
Colin had how long did Colin's night terrors go?
It was a year. It was a year about.
It was
least.
A really long time. Yeah. So sometimes, you know, we have, I don't know, for lack of a better word, trauma from our past life, like of before we came to Earth. Mm-hmm. But there are things that were really hard, really in-depth core issues, like I'm not enough, or
ingrained into your being.
Yeah, ingrained into your being. And as children, you know, those can show up as night terrors and have a lot of really strong and hard things in them. So there's a lot of, you know, so you can even be working on trauma from before you were physically here all the way, you know? So it can show up in lots of different ways. And we'll have to do a whole nother thing on nightmares and night terrors, because that really is a whole nother space of understanding for that. Okay, guys. So the second type of dream you can have, right? Well, not really in particular order, you know, but exploring the inner self. So, you know, with the, or actually maybe we should talk about receiving information. We haven't really talked about this yet. So I'm excited to hear what story you
have. Okay. There's different kinds. So, I mean, I have like, honestly, you guys, like about a trillion of these kinds of dreams in my life. But if I were to go, my very first one that made like a marker in my brain that this was powerful for me, it was when I was around 16 years old. And at that time, so you guys don't know me well enough yet, but I'm what you would call a parentified child, which means that as I was growing up, I was often the parent for my siblings. And so anyway, my mom's mom, my grandmother, passed away. And my mom and my oldest sister went to the funeral. And when they were gone to the funeral, I was in charge of my younger siblings. I have five younger. And let's see. So mom ended up being gone a month instead of just like a week. Okay. So that's me. I'm in charge of
and
the family.
And you were 16 or 15?
Right. I was about 16, right in there, 15, 16 years old. And so I'm in charge of the family. My dad lived in a different city about 3 hours away where he worked. And so I'm all alone and I'm trying to figure things out, how to take care of our family. And one of the struggles I had was actually with one of my brothers. And so when you're a parentified child, you're bossy. Let's just say it. I was super bossy. And so I'm trying to boss everyone around and get everyone to do everything, to make everything work right, because that's the stress I felt, you know, to keep them under, keep them under control and safe. And I was having a problem with one of my brothers, one of my younger brothers, and I couldn't figure out what to do. And it was a big deal to me because I really felt like something was needed to click for him to not be an issue. And I didn't know what to do. So I go to sleep. And that night, I get a phone call in my dream. And I answer the phone in my dream, hello. And it's my grandmother who's passed away. And she goes, honey, all you need to do is learn to just treat him like a friend. And then he'll start listening to you. Mm-hmm. And so I wake up. And voila, I mean, you know, you get that powerful feeling like that is important. That was my grandma. She knows something important. I need to pay attention to it. And so that next day, I start joking around with my brother. I start playing with him. I took time to do, you know, just talk instead of just trying to keep everything together. And it only took a day. And all of a sudden, he was on my side, helping me do everything, helping me get things finished. So it was that simple. But that really was like a very monumental moment for me, because up until that point, I used my dreams to help me in just like my being safe or something like that. But I hadn't ever really, I had one other dream before, but I hadn't had a dream really where it included how to deal with other people, how to, you know, adjust my thinking and my life to deal with someone else. And that was powerful to me. I'll tell you, it really was. So that's that dream.
That's awesome. You were given specific instruction and also getting to talk to a ghost in a dream, right? That's always fun.
Oh, I always love that. A spirit is fun to have in your dream and in your life.
Yep, the good ones, right? The keepers, we like that.
We want the good ones.
We want the good ones. But receiving information for yourself, right? Okay, and here's an important thing. Your dream is going to give you information about you. Absolutely, it gives you information about your family, or you can sometimes, as a parent, receive specific information on a child, or like your instance where you're working specifically on a relationship and you're given that understanding of what to do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, very, very rarely are you going to have a dream about Billy Bob down the street and have all this important information that you need to run and go tell that person. That is not what your dreams are going to be doing for you.
Yeah, we call that your sphere of influence.
Yes.
So whomever you are in a relationship with where you have influence, where you have interaction. So it's almost always not going to be your neighbor down the street unless you're interacting with your neighbor down the street often. So, but they could represent something for you.
Yes, and we'll talk about why you have specific people in your dreams. But, you know, that's an important thing. You know, my mother and I are really huge proponents, whatever. We really care about boundaries, maintaining strong boundaries, because the most important person for you to heal is you. And as you heal yourself, other people heal as well. So we always, you know, try to repoint, you know, this is about you. This is information for you. Doesn't mean there's not other types of information as well, but that's a really important thing. So sometimes you can receive information that, you know, ties into our other things, preparing for the future. I've had lots of dreams that have prepared me for the future, for different things that are coming. I've had one day notice on something. You know, I had a very scary dream that showed me that a certain aspect of something that I was working on and trying to do in life, it was going to be over and done. And that next day it was done. And the dream emotionally prepped me for that and helped me to be aware that that was coming. I've also had dreams where I've received information about something that was coming as like my youngest two siblings and them coming to live with us. We fostered them for a while and we adopted. And I had dreams starting from, I think I kept a dream journal, and I think it was starting at 8 I had started having dreams about that happening, and they weren't born until I was 12. Well, Atham was born at 12.
Close to that, yeah.
Like 13.
Close to that, yeah.
So that was a few years in advance that one was telling me. But, you know, it was also telling me about current things for me too, but it was prepping me. Yeah. And so sometimes it's big things that your dream will tell you about, like, oh, here's this, you know, this is a big thing that's coming in your life. And other times it's, you know, hey, you've got some changes coming up in your relationships with your friends, or even with yourself, like something is altering here. And just kind of the information I feel like that comes from dreams shows the shifting and shows the transitions that are coming. That's always been what I feel like my dreams are most often giving me information about for when it's a future concept.
When it's future.
Yeah. Because, you know, definitely my dreams tell me about what's presently happening for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's always huge.
I think that's the most common, is presently happening and where you're at, where you're standing. So when you're receiving information, do you include prophetic in that when you're talking about it? I'm just wondering what you do when you kind of, you know, parse it out. For you.
When I'm parsing it out, sometimes I'm a lumper, sometimes I'm a splitter. It's, I feel like, you know, as far as like for the podcast today, it's just easier to just kind of put it all in the same one, because receiving information from dreams is a whole nother podcast. That's like,
yeah, it is. It's true, you guys. That I do know. But I do, I want to give a little
taste. Teaser.
I want to tell you guys something, and I know it may sound a little preachy, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
But the wise woman in me is saying to you guys that you need to understand that when we have something that we think may be a prophetic dream, that, and it's highly possible, I've had them before, that timing is messed up in a dream. We do not usually understand it. Almost always someone gets their timing off in a prophetic dream. But it doesn't mean it's not, that it's impossible to get it right. It just means it's harder. But the other thing about this receiving information, whether we receive information in a dream from a spirit or just the information we get, like with Kelsey's dream and how it helps her, or whether it's something very future and prophetic that you need to understand is happening or coming, you get people who are maybe actually receiving some very important information, but it looks like it's prophetic and they interpret it. And so they go crazy, like the end of the world or something like that, you know? And that's not what their dream is really about. But because they haven't worked on their foundational part of what spirituality really is, it can grab them into a weirder place. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I think, you know, that happens with the ego issue. You know, when somebody, you know, we all would love that Hollywood moment.
Oh, my gosh.
You know.
I totally want to
predict something.
Yeah. I totally want to be on the medium and be the star of it, right?
Yeah, you know. And so I think that that's an easy, I just think of it as a trap that can easily fall into when there is so much of an emphasis on the need to be right or the need to be seen as good and special. And I feel like, you know, what you're talking about when you're saying church and religion is being grounded in something that's real, not necessarily, like you're saying, not a specific religion, but something that's good. When you ground yourself in the good thing, and then you have an understanding about
what that it is you're trying,
what that encompasses, what does that mean about you, what does that mean about the world. So yeah, I mean, I've seen that with people where they, you know, they think of the dream that they had, and it's a really good dream, but they make it about everybody else, or they make it about, you know, something that's going to happen right now or whatever, and instead of really taking it for what it could really be meaning for them.
Yeah.
So
yeah, totally.
I definitely think, you know, I think that that's something that maybe repels people from wanting to learn about dreams or wanting to figure out how to be a dreamer. Because there are people that don't hold those boundaries and that don't ground themselves on things. So
yep.
Anyway, if you're ever worried about that, we don't do that kind of stuff here.
Yeah.
And we try our best not to, right? I mean, I'm sure.
We do. You know,
we try. We have our slip-ups. But that is kind of the cool thing about dreams, though, is that it does, you know, it does help you to be prepared about things. And it can tell you about things that are going to come. But like I said, it's that boundary. You know, it's not for Billy Bob Joe. It's for you. And, you know, but maybe you're somebody who's in charge of a full community, you know, and you could be specifically dreaming about those people. So, and I think, you know, if you want to kind of explore that, what does that look like, you know, being in charge of groups of people and stuff, there are so many scriptures in so many different religions that display that, I think, really well.
Yep, I think so too.
You know, and like we were talking about, like, dreams are a super huge part of history and being a human and even being an animal. Animals have dreams. But, so I forgot what I was going to say, but... Regardless, do you know? I don't know if you had anything to say.
I probably messed you up. No, I'm good on that. Actually, okay. I think we did good on it.
Okay. So just to kind of touch, so we talked about, you know, dreams at the present and the future. I want to talk a little bit about the past, how dreams can help us understand the past. This kind of ties into the trauma and to understanding things that have happened to us. But it also creates a lens, like, you know, when you get a dream interpreted and it gives you information about what's happening right now, what you're struggling with, what somebody else is struggling with, it puts a lens on or a magnifying glass on the specific issue that you could see repeated in your life when you look backwards. And it helps you to understand how you came to be where you are or how, like, a certain situation escalated to the point that it did and to where things became so hard that this is where it is now. You can see the steps that happen. And sometimes dreams even show you the steps and they'll show you, okay, first you did this and then you felt this way and then this happened. Then you started reacting this way and acting this way with people. And now this is where we are. You know, it kind of can take you through what happened to get where you are right now. And that is something I love about dreams. And that is very humbling to have dreams that you see that whole progress. And the progression and you know, having a chain of dreams, having dreams that stack on top of each other, whether that's like all in one night. Or if, like, over weeks or years, like, you have dreams that repeat, but they're slightly different. You have all these little things that help you to understand the past, where you've come from, what decisions you've made, and how they've built you to where you are right now, and cueing you into how it could look in the future if you don't stop doing what you're doing, or if you do continue to do it. You know, it helps you to understand both of the positive and negative of the things that you're doing. So I don't know if you have anything specific you'd like to share about how a dream has helped you with the past.
Well, you know, I talked to you as far as like dealing with my dad and stuff. Mm-hmm. It did help me overcome the past. It helped me to work through it. But I'm actually right now having dreams about my youngest two kids. In a progressive level, progression dreams where I'm seeing. So in the last 4 days, every dream has had a different concept of where these two kids are at in their life and what they're working on, where the struggle is, and what my problem is in dealing with them. So it's not, I mean, it's definitely giving me information about them and what they're working on, but it's more important to me right now, and as I'm looking at them, to see how it's showing me my weakness in dealing with them, because then I can tweak things and be more effective as a good parent. And so, and for those dreams, they've all been in somewhat of apocalyptic concept. So, which shows me in my dream that I need to understand that if I don't tweak these, I will have problems later because of that. So the apocalyptic concept for me in these dreams has been about understanding that it won't be comfortable if I don't figure these things out, that I will experience discomfort and my kids will too if I don't figure out how to do it better. And so that I've loved that. So it's somewhat futuristic, but for me, it's more informative on trying to help me understand and work with it differently.
Yeah, it's showing you, okay, here's how you've been interacting with them before this point. This is where you, what you've been doing. This is how it's been.
And this is how it will evolve.
This is how it will look. This is how it's going to evolve if you continue to do that. And that's just amazing because that, I mean, you can ask for an answer to something in a dream. You know, you can, before you go to bed, say, I need to know how to do this. Or what should I be doing next about this? And you will dream, and you, whether you remember it or you don't remember it, hopefully you do, but if you don't remember it, you're still working through those things in the dream. Your dreams are, you're always working through things. So that's really, really wonderful. So, exploring the inner self, the entire time that everybody's dreaming, you are reaching different layers of yourself and different awarenesses in different places. And one easy spotter of this when you're entering, going between the conscious and the subconscious, is in dreams you will go into water, to the ocean as your subconscious, or to the lake or to the pool or whatever, where you're going deep, or you're trying to get in. Those kinds of, you know, that's one indicator of, you know, when you are exploring yourself. But really the whole, every dream is you exploring yourself, I feel like.
I think so, and, too.
Yeah, because every, you know, dreams are made up of multiple layers, and we'll talk about that some more. But, you know, understanding who you are and exploring that can really be done in dreams, because you also learn about, you know, how you react, like you're saying, with you, with the kids. Like, you're learning and having a different lens to view yourself. And that makes it so you can be better and do better. So you're exploring that differently. And, you know, and I've had that happen for me with a lot of dreams. And I mean, I always appreciate the information, even though sometimes it's a slap in the face.
I know. It doesn't always feel good.
Sometimes it doesn't feel good. But I would so much rather know than not know. I'm at that point in my existence where I just want to know so I can make it better. Because I don't want to do, I don't want to deal with the consequences of not working on it.
Well, and it's, so I had a couple thoughts here. I wanted to try and solidify some. It is easy. We're so good, each of us in this world, at just coasting along and being the victim or the reactor of every situation. And it enables us to feel powerless or to get angry. And sometimes the only way we change anything when we're coasters is that we get angry and then we do something about it, or something traumatic happens and then the world gathers together to fix this problem, and then within a week we're enemies again, because we haven't actually been willing to do more than coast along and be okay right. with that, right? So those of us who want to dream, who desire to dream, I think are people who want to also try and not coast along. We want mm-hmm. to make a difference more than just in the moment of a trauma. We want to make a difference in our life that we're in charge of and that we get to feel powerful about. And so I think yeah. that our dreams empower us if we're willing Absolutely. To listen to it.
And the best part is you get to be asleep.
Yeah, you get to rest
while you do it.
And you know, and that I just, that. I never made this connection, Kenzie, but just as you're saying that, you know, we heal in our sleep. Our body mm-hmm. regenerates yeah. and heals.
Yeah.
And isn't that kind of neat to also recognize that when you're dreaming, you're also healing, that's yeah. possible too? That's, I mean, I just, our I dreams heal us and our physiology is also being healed. I love that.
Yeah.
Our biology.
So it's important to dream, and we hope that you guys want to dream. Maybe you don't want to dream, but you've been having so many dreams and you're finally going, okay, I need to understand why I'm having these dreams.
Well, I'll just say one of my most favorite dreams I've ever had. I'm not mm-hmm. telling, I just mean like in general, my favorite just kind of dream is the dream where I'm in a class and mm-hmm. I'm learning or I'm teaching something, because I yeah. can tell you that those people that are in the class are real. Those mm-hmm. are actual individuals who are also seeking to learn the same thing that you're there to learn or yeah. that you're teaching. And I absolutely love those dreams, because when I wake up, I go, oh my gosh, there's more people in the world that are looking for this besides just me. And so I feel like there's this the society or a community that suddenly mm-hmm. I get to bond with, even though I don't know them. Isn't that funny? Yeah. But it actually yeah, is. It like is. I get all tingly right now just thinking about it, because every time I get one of those dreams, I wake up knowing that I'm not alone and that mm-hmm. other people are trying to learn the same lessons I am. And they're trying yeah. to do good in the world.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, the more you dream, the more you do learn the distinction to feel, like she's talking about. She can tell, like, the difference between a real person and a person who is symbolizing you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I love that. Okay, so I just kind of want to express, some people get confused when you get into dreaming and trying to interpret dreams, or, you know, this thought of, you know, if all of this is being told through symbols, why don't we just know the information beforehand? Like, why do we dream in symbols? Why couldn't it just be, I don't know, a reflection of us telling us, hey, you really aren't doing
Snap
a good job
out of it.
So I just want to kind of express an understanding about how humans work, in that we learn through story and symbol. And that is a tale as old as time, right? Even, you know, yeah. our sayings and how we do things, how we learn through story, we learn through acting things out, we learn through teaching, we learn through these visuals or these experiencing it ourselves, yeah. you know, that kind of stuff. And your spirit and your mind want you to learn these things. And symbols are really incredible, because you can take one symbol and have it mean like 100 things. And that just can't be expressed with one word. Mm-hmm. And so your mind, your spirit, your body, your God want you to learn everything that you can in as small a space as possible. Because yeah. too, like, you're not always going to remember all the details of your dream and all the things, even though all of those could give you more and more layers of information. Right. You're going to remember the things that are most important for you to know. What are you supposed to take away from that dream? And, you know, whether that's, oh, I was flying in an airplane and I was with a celebrity or whatever, you know, that's going to give you the specific information that you need. Even better, than if somebody had just told you what was going on, because mm-hmm. you're going to remember it more. You're going to think about it. When you have a weird dream, you think about it all day and yeah. you want to share it and you want to do these things. That's our natural response. And that helps us to think through and process through those things, and saying things out loud, right? We've talked about this before. You say it out loud and you hear it with your ears again, and it gets processed all over again.
Yeah.
And that's something that your dreams do. So that is why your dreams happen in symbols. So just want everyone to know that.
Yeah. I'll tell you something funny that happened to me last week. So Dad and I like to listen to podcasts at night as we fall asleep. And we set the timer for like 30 minutes. mm-hmm. And this is probably really more Neil, but it's become a part of me too, because we mm-hmm. share the bed. But anyway, I'm having these really, like I told you, these really good dreams. And all of a sudden in my dream, I'm having serial killers come in.
Oh,
and
no.
I immediately know in my dream, that's not part of my dream. And I wake up and Neil has this podcast on where they're talking about different serial killers and what they did. And I'm like, oh, you cannot play that when I'm sleeping.
That is not what I need.
That is not okay. So I talked to him the next morning. I said, okay, hun, there has to be a little bit of change on what you want to listen to in bed right now, because I'm dreaming really vividly lately. And I can't dream about serial killers unless they're supposed to be in my dream. So,
right.
So can you not listen to that podcast for a while until, you know, maybe you could listen to it while you exercise or something.
Right. Listen to it at a different time. Like,
but here's where my point is. A lot of times people like to discount the meaning of their dream because mm-hmm. of something that's happened in their life, and they're influenced by it in their dream.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And so to understand that it is okay if something influences you, I really could have kept dreaming and figured out what to do with that, mm-hmm. that serial killer concept in my dream, but it really didn't belong there either for me. So I was like, I woke right up, you know, because I'm aware like that. So it's a little different if you're more aware. But you can have a rough day and certain things happen. And let's say you stop and you watch a cartoon that day. And so then that night you dream about mm-hmm. the cartoon and stuff. It can still have great meaning. It doesn't lose its meaning just because it was influenced by something you watched or saw that day.
Yeah.
And your brain, so many people do that.
Yeah, it's just pulling whatever symbol you're going to pay attention to the most right now. Yeah. That's all it's doing.
And it's not a big deal. You don't have to feel like, oh, that doesn't count because I was watching Bugs Bunny.
I've had people who were like, oh, well, it's just silly. It doesn't make any sense. Like it was some Avatar characters, mm-hmm. from the cartoon. That doesn't mean anything. Yes, it does.
it means
a lot of things.
Yeah.
And and I think that's also kind of the fun part, is that dreams can be very silly and mm-hmm. teach you really important things.
It's
important that it does that, because then you don't have to take yourself too seriously, mm-hmm. that you can receive the information in a way that maybe made you laugh, or that, you know, you go, that makes no sense. It softens the blow a bit.
Yes.
And
our healing doesn't have to feel painful all the time. Our learning doesn't have to be painful, right? And in fact, there are times, I will tell you guys, there are times where I've had, like right now, I told you I'm having, kind of post-apocalyptic concepts in my dreams. Well, that can get really heavy if you're doing it for too long. And so if this happens too much longer, I can guarantee you that I will put in a new thought, like I'd like to have something funny or laughing in my dreams.
Yep.
And then I will, because I deserve to be able to laugh. I deserve to also have fun in my dreams and not just always just be so intense in what I'm learning and understanding.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't really know how much.
Anything else? I think we've kind of, what do they say, beat a horse to death. I don't know how they say that.
Okay. Okay, this is the last thing we needed to say. Okay, so we talked about dreams and layers. There are three ways to interpret things. And so we're just going to quickly say those. One, everything in the dream is exactly as it is, right? The people are who they are. The buildings are the things that they are. Like, everything's just taken at a literal face value.
Literal level, yeah.
literal level. And then the second way to interpret a dream is where everything is representative of different things in the world and the universe, like a really huge scale.
Yeah.
So instead of it being, you know, like, okay, you see Biden. Okay, now he represents actually all of the U.S. in your dream. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, it's kind of these larger scale things.
Yeah, macrocosm, they call it.
Yes, yes, macro. Yeah. So you see Mount Everest and it represents every mountain, you know, so it could be like that. The third way and the most important for you is that everything in the dream is representing you and aspects of your life and the inner parts of yourself, the outer parts of yourself, your health and your health, both physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, all those things that every part of the dream is you. And dreams are so layered. They have all three of these. Every dream has these three.
Yeah.
As well as each symbol having having the three and that is why as you interpret dreams, it can get kind of sticky feeling or tricky to really get in and really identify what's the most important, what's pulling through the most. What do you need to hear right now? What needs to be expressed from the dream right now? Because the other things might be more on the back burner. And you can dive in and interpret it all the way. But my goodness, that would be a lot.
It's a lot.
And, you know, the other thing that we forgot to talk about. So we said we'll link some of the books and stuff that we like to use.
Right. But I'm putting that in.
Yeah, dream interpretation. It's a learned language, and it is something that is not just one-dimensional, and it's not something that you can just get from one book or from one way of being taught. And I don't know that I could ever even attempt to try to create a dream interpretation book or something because I applaud the people who have, because it is a lot to try to do, because it could be somebody dreams about a wolf. What color is the wolf, though?
Yeah.
What area in the world is that wolf from? Does the wolf randomly feel Asian? Does it feel like a space wolf? I don't know. It's going to change. It's going to be very dependent on the dream on what that wolf would actually mean. Yeah. So,
yeah, you know, I would start feeling like my dream book couldn't be true. Because I would start going, oh, and it could be this, and oh my gosh, no, never mind, I would say.
So that's why, like, when you're going online and you're trying to interpret your dream, because I know I'm sure every single person has gone, I just had the weirdest dream, I need to interpret it, and you go online and you try to find things. There are things that fall flat for you when you read it, or you'll notice things that feed that ego part of you that's like, oh, that's what I hope, you know. Oh, wonderful. It means that I have a lot of money coming my way. There's going to be, you know, as you learn to be real with yourself and really go, okay, what is my dream really saying? You have to feel your dream and you have to go, okay, is this interpretation falling flat? Is it sending me way over here? Or is it what do you think? Like filling? It's like I'm trying to think of the feeling that I get when it's correct.
Like a puzzle. It's like a puzzle piece lock. Click.
It's like,
you know, you get two puzzle pieces and it goes click and you go, okay, that's real.
Aha.
That's what that means. Yeah.
So we would call it the aha moment, right?
Right.
So, you know, if you are just trying to interpret your dream online, you have to just like keep looking until you find the real thing that clicks. Mm. And like I said, you know, with the wolf. Is it a space wolf? Is it an Arctic wolf? You know, try to find those specific things. One thing I can say that we really do love to use is animal speak. Mm-hmm. And I am so bad at remembering any names, but
Authors, so, but we'll put it in the links.
Yeah. And, you know, we like to mix and match everything. And you'll pull things from, oh, like everything in the dream felt like it had a hint of Hindu. Okay, now I know that there's like a little bit of a lens of Hindu on top of this, or, you know, just whatever different things that you're encountering or what it feels like. Or you might be like, it's a specific century. And the way you describe your dream gives you the information too.
Yeah.
Because people will say, you know, they'll repeat the same words as they're expressing a dream. And that also has to be interpreted.
So it's all information. In the end, it's all information. So you want to pay attention to how you felt, the environment, what did other people feel like? All these things are information for you.
And we'll do, I think, another podcast on learning to interpret your own dreams, because
I love it.
Or maybe a whole, I don't know. Dreams are just so big. It's like you got to do a whole series of them or something.
Yeah. Comment below if you if there's something that you're interested in, because there's no way that we can figure out what everyone's, what's interesting and what's useful all the time.
So, you know, if you listen today and you're like, okay, I either want to get into dream interpretation or I want to get my dream interpreted, we have a link that we'll put if you want your dream interpreted by us. We do a written interpretation. It's pages and pages long, depending on the dream. And those are awesome. People have loved getting those. But we also are going to be doing little dream interpretation podcasts, I think, where we'll just, you know, interpret different dreams and kind of talk about them. I don't know if we'll do them live or what, but we'll,
that's news we'll do to something. Me.
News to you. Surprise.
But that's, but that's good. It's a great idea. It really is.
Yeah.
I like it.
Stuff we've talked about it. We've talked about it.
Yeah, we have. We've bounced it around. And that everybody needs to dream, and we know why.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Thanks for joining us. We hope you learned something about dreams. And we hope that you just have a beautiful day. Thank you so much. Bye.